Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Katie Tunstall is here at Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
I haven't seen you for a while.
I know, it's been ages.
How have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah?
I've been really good.
Been all over the place, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. America.
America, Lord God, it's massive.
It is big, isn't it?
Yeah, honestly, you think, oh, you're just on a plane, you watch a couple of films, it's not that far away, and then you get on a bus and it's massive.
Yeah. What's the best bit about being in America?
That they give your starter is the size of a human in a restaurant.
Yeah, you can see why there's quite a lot of obese people.
Honestly. Yeah. I mean, the salad bowl is like they bring it in a bath. It's just massive.
Yeah.
But the best part is it's just really different. I actually have to say I sympathise with American people who don't, you know, it's like some stupid percentage, like 18% of Americans, only 18% have passports or something like that.
Yeah.
But when you travel around, there's so many different places.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, Paris is virtually in Las Vegas. There's an Eiffel Tower and everything.
Is there?
You don't need to travel.
I'd love to go there. It's well tacky, but I bet it's brilliant.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. And you've been in Japan as well.
Oh, Japan.
What's that like?
It is a different planet. It's right. Really, really so. All my musician friends have been out there playing gigs and stuff. So you've got to go. It's totally amazing. And I was thinking, how can it be that brilliant? I mean, it's like Japanese people and no signs in English.
Yeah.
And I went and it completely just took my head off. It was just incredible. It's really amazing place.
Do you have like crazy fans there? Because I did see some footage of I think it was a Westlife gig a while ago in Tokyo, and they were like pulling their hair out and stuff.
You see, I think if all my bands sat on high stools and kind of and stood up in the third verse, and then you know all did. I think that's what drives them mad. Maybe.
That probably is. Yeah.
If they no, were I don't do that.
White but suit.
They are quite mental. I when we were driving away from a gig we were doing, people were kind of trying to put their arm through the van window to get autographs, but the van was moving, and we were kind of pushing them out, just going, "We don't really want to break your arm."
But they're quite reserved when you play, aren't they?
They just listen. I mean, they just don't talk through a gig at all. It's like the opposite of Ireland.
But you had a good time.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Tell me about your translator that you had.
Oh, I was I did a gig and I was doing some interviews and I had a translator due to the fact I don't speak Japanese. Mm. And she said, she was going, oh yes, she loved her gig, blah, 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 blah. And then she said, oh. I was like, what? What did she say? And she said, well, I don't really know if I should say. And I was like, come on. What did she say? She said, she thinks that your gig was like a squid. And I said, right. And I thought, you know, maybe I don't really want to know why. Maybe I should just leave it at that, because that is the most fantastic thing that anyone has ever said to me about my gig. But I was just curiosity took over. I was like, why? Why?
Why is it like,
why is it like a squid? And this woman was very, it was very normal, and she explained, and it's because a squid has many different parts, and apparently the more you chew a squid, the tastier it gets.
Just like you.
She was chewing my gig. It was just very, very brilliant.
Love it.
The whole thing.
Now, when you were there, did you see, did you go to any shops?
I did.
Right. Oh, didn't you buy some crazy outfits?
I did. There's this like 6-floor, 24-hour mad store called Don Quixote's, where you can buy kind of like, you can buy a toothbrush for your dog, you can buy costumes, you can buy like really, really dodgy underwear. But yeah, I bought my whole band outfits for Halloween. We're playing a Halloween gig at the Roundhouse, and I just thought, you know, we're going to have to dress up, boys.
Did you see F-cup cookies on the shelves of the shops?
I missed. What are they?
Right, they're sweeping Japan at the moment. They're these biscuits. Let me show you a picture. Which you eat, and the fat goes straight to your breasts, making them considerably bigger.
God, I would have got some of them.
Maybe you could try them out for us.
I bet you could get them in Don Quixote's.
I bet you
could. So basically I could eat them, go on tour and come back in for a measuring.
Absolutely.
On your show.
I'd love that.
Let's do that.
Laura was going to be the,
I mean, it would be terrible.
Pig,
what if you got like a bad batch and just ended up with a massive arse? Oh, we're very sorry. That was a really we've you know
we've had to recall
those
them.
Ones off the shelf. Just your chin goes huge.
Listen, thank you very much for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
earlier on, we recorded some singing telegrams with you, and you rustled them up in like 2 minutes. We had Orson doing it, right? And they took hours. They were like, okay, man, let's let me think about it, yeah. And we had to leave them on their own for like an hour or so in the studio. And you were just,
I know, it's
brilliant.
If I'd taken an hour, Scott, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to keep this for the next album. It's too good.
National Radio 1. You're on telly this afternoon as well, aren't you?
Oh, God. How do you know about that?
Because I know these things. People tell me these things. It's just, I can't get you off my screen at the moment.
Right, there's a show on later on called Identity on BBC Two. Didn't I say about this when I went to film it?
Yes, you made it sound very exciting.
It's hosted by Donny Osmond.
I don't know who's going to be more orange, whether that's going to be you or Donny.
I think, actually, you'll find that I was quite pale for this particular appearance. If you don't know who Donny Osmond is, ask your mum. And it's a show where there's one contestant who has to look at a stage full of 12 people and work out what they do for a living. So you've got, like, the 12 people on the stage, and the contestant has to try and match up the job they do from the list,
right,
the list that they're given on a big screen next to the people, right? So it'll be like Dustbin Man, Fire Eater, World's Strongest Woman, Radio 1 DJ, etc.
Right.
Okay? Now this is me.
Stranger 11.
Yeah.
Do you know his name?
Yes.
You know his name?
Yeah, I think, I hope so.
What's his name?
I think it's the lovely, delicious Scott Mills.
So I was Stranger 11, right?
Yeah.
Stood on this box for flipping ages. Oh, God, can I sit down soon? Anyway, all we have to do a bit is, like, pout and look serious on a box.
Which you can do very well.
And that's what I did.
No, I didn't know he had the name Lovely Delicious.
That's me, Lovely Delicious Scott Mills. Hello.
That's what you want to be known as from
now on. Even Donny thinks so, Chopper.
Lovely Delicious Scott Mills.
Yeah, see, do you hear that?
Lovely, delicious Scott Mills.
Yeah. Were you stood there holding a Kylie CD with headphones around your neck to give her a clue?
No, I wasn't. Thankfully, she didn't mistake me for the world's strongest woman, which could have been awful. Anyway, then Donny wants to know why she thinks Stranger 11 is the Radio 1 DJ.
How sure are you about the lovely, delicious Scott Mills?
Well, you see, number 11's got twinkly eyes, and Scott Mills makes me laugh. So I would imagine someone with as twinkly eyes as what number 11's got is definitely going to make me laugh.
I've never noticed my twinkly eyes. Have
I've
you?
Never noticed your twinkly eyes.
No.
Normally because I'm blinded by your twinkly teeth.
Right. So, is Stranger 11 Scott Mills? Listen how long they draw this out for.
Stranger number 11, Radio 1 DJ. Is that your identity?
I'm gonna be so embarrassed if I'm wrong.
Get on with it.
Milking it.
You're on the right frequency. I am the lovely, delicious Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Did you hear what I said then?
No, I didn't quite hear what you said. Did you miss your cue?
No. They told me to leave a dramatic pause.
Right.
You really did.
And
I
for
really
5 minutes.
I milked it, man. I had to say, you're on the right frequency. I am Scott Mills from Radio 1. Because everyone's, like, catchphrase that they give you, I didn't make that myself, has to relate to their jobs, you see.
What did the world's strongest woman say?
Oh, I don't know. She said, your mind is strong. I'm the world's strongest woman. That could have gone really wrong, though, couldn't it? I think Stranger 11 is the world's strongest woman. How rude. I'm the Radio 1 DJ. But it's like, everyone had to do it. So it's like, you're not rubbish. I am a dustman.
Now, I don't want to be harsh.
You're cooking on gas. That's right, I'm a fire eater.
You wrote them all, didn't you?
Your mouth will be wide open when I tell you that I'm a dentist. Do you want
I've
to have
got
a go?
One.
Go on.
That's right, you've added it up right. I'm a maths teacher.
You can chip in any time you want, Chopper.
You haven't been stumped, that's right. I'm a cricketer.
You're in pole position. That's right, I am the exotic dancer.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, is that Kev?
It
It is, yeah.
Hiya, Kev. My name's Katie Tunstall, and I've got a singing telegram for you.
Right.
And it's a singing telegram from your girlfriend Vicky from Dorking. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready? Oh, your girlfriend Vicky is a bit lonely, partly cause you haven't proposed. So could you get her a friendly pet, a pig, a dog, or a goat? We all know you're allergic to cats, so you can give that a pass. But a goat would be pleased, as you'd have some cheese and also could trim the grass. And that was from Vicky, your girlfriend. I think you get the message, don't you?
Yeah.
Excellent. So you either marry her or you buy her a goat.
Kev, it's Scott, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1. How are you? Vicky basically wanted to tell you through the medium of song that she wants a pet.
A goat.
A goat, a pig, anything.
maybe.
Oh, come on. This is effort.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Yes.
Radio 1 podcast.
Now, have you heard this thing about Miss Teen America?
What thing about Miss Teen America?
Right. This may have landed in your email today already. This is going around everywhere, around offices all over the UK. It was earlier in the week in an interview with Miss South Carolina Teen, who is 18 years old, and she is, she's super hot, I have to say. Yeah. She only came fourth in the contest, but she looks a little, I mean, you know, like sometimes they look a little bit plastic, even though she's not.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
She looks a bit like, I think, Jessica Simpson.
Wow.
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
She's hot.
Your kind of girl.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, sometimes people in beauty pack. Who's that interrupting now?
It's another reporter.
Could you tell him to be quiet?
No, because he's doing it for somebody else.
Shh. Just say, shout out now. Shut up.
He's very loud, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really loud.
Anyhow, you
what
carry
station's
on.
He on?
He's on. I think he's doing One Extra.
Oh, oops. Go on, shout out. Shut up.
Shh. Shh. There you go.
Shut up!
There you go. I'm giving him an evil stare.
Brilliant. Excellent. Anyway, you know, sometimes people in these beauty pageants, they're not always renowned to be the brightest people, are they?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's true. I think that might be a little bit of a myth. But this girl really isn't helping to break down any of the stereotypes at all, right? Her name is Caitlin Upton. And she's being asked a question at the pageant, okay? Check it.
A fifth of Americans can't locate the US on a world map. Why do you think this is?
Right, so a fifth of Americans can't find the US on a world map. Why do you think this is, okay?
Okay.
Here's our answer.
I personally believe that US Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps.
What?
It's going well.
Don't have maps.
You can, yeah.
I personally believe that US Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps.
Can anyone hear the cogs in her brain working as she's speaking?
And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere, like such as and...
Such as and... What?
What's her point here?
I believe that they should... our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
South Africa, that well-known Asian country.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1, the Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello. I've got a singing telegram for you.
Ah, right.
And I should also let you know that my name's Katie Tunstall.
Oh, right.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you doing all right?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Cool. Well, I've got a singing telegram for you. And
right.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Basically, Bruce bought you a present and he's a bit embarrassed. He doesn't really know, you know, he asked me to help him out anyway.
Okay.
All right? You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. three, four. Well, Bruce knows Jerry because she's his missus, but Bruce has to do some important talking. He came across a problem men have faced for millennia due to commitment phobia, it's plain to see. He felt a little fear, so he phoned Scott Mills, said there's no way out, she's a classy lady. Help me out, she's the perfect woman, please ask Jerry if she'll marry me. Oh, Jerry, say yes, yes. Jerry's the one for me. So what are you going to say?
Well, what am I supposed to say? Yes, of course.
Yay! Hello, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello.
And I'm with Katie Tunstall right now. And and yeah, you've just said yes to getting married. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Unbelievable.
It's Bruce.
You're marrying Bruce from Northampton.
I love it.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Are You Sick? We've done this before. There are loads of people who are sat in their cars waiting to hear this before they go into their house just to see if they're not right in the head. Right, I'm going to play you a clip. And then I'm going to read you a story, and I'm going to play you another clip, and if you laugh, then you are sick. Right, here's the first clip, all right? Remember, you're sick if you laugh.
Vasectomies are meant to be a form of birth control, but a study in Thailand has bad... Sorry, but a study in Thailand has bad... But a study in Thailand has bad news for couples who want to reverse the vasectomy. Reversing the procedure may raise the risk of having babies with birth defects. Researchers in Thailand study 18 men who had their vasectomies reversed. That's how they came up with it. And I guess they
looked very
closely.
There's nothing to see.
Right. Okay. I'm not sick.
No.
I'm all right. Okay, and now a story from Germany. Remember, if you laugh, it's not right up there. Okay, here's the story. A teenage couple having for the first time were interrupted when candles set fire to the girl's attic bedroom and forced them to flee naked from her parents' house, a German newspaper reported on Friday. The girl had wanted to create a romantic atmosphere for the occasion, but when the room suddenly became engulfed with flames, they had to make a hasty escape.
Sorry.
You're sick. The couple, both 18, were pictured naked in the paper among the burned wreckage of the attic. A charred teddy has survived, but the fire wrecked the entire top floor of the house, causing around €100,000 worth of damage. I'm not sick. Okay. Now try this. This is off the news on Radio 2 a while back. Remember, if you laugh, you are wrong on many levels.
Safety campaigners have repeated their warnings about the dangers of fireworks after a prankster tried to launch a powerful rocket from his backside. The 22-year-old man suffered serious internal injuries when the Black Cat Thunderbolt rocket ignited... during the bonfire night stunt at Monk Weirmouth in Sunderland. Education officials in Pakistan got a surprise when they went to inspect a school near Hyderabad. Instead of classes of pupils, they found only chickens. The authorities say it appears to have been used as a poultry production centre for the last 12 years. That's the news. Not a moment before time.
I'm sick.
A prankster tried to launch a powerful rocket from his backside. The 22-year-old man suffered serious internal injuries when the Black Cat Thunderbolt rocket ignited during the bonfire night stunt at Monk Weirmouth in Sunderland.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
This
is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.